Well, last night, maths, Michael and Stacey, seemingly the only solid couple left. I mean, everybody else is leaving and in all sorts of trouble. Michael and Stacey, many believed in this couple. Anyway, everyone's sitting around the dinner table. Tash gets up to propose a toast and you think, oh, this is nice, just proposing a toast to a successful couple. Ooh.
I'd like to toast to Stacey and Michael for having the fakest relationship in Australian reality TV history. And I'd like to toast to Stacey for f***ing my husband on the 1 month anniversary. Cheers to you, babe.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
Oh.
Now, I have to be honest, Bev. That was not the episode for me to miss last night, but I've missed it. I can't believe what's gone down.
I was a scorcher.
And we know that there was somebody there at the dinner table, knows the ins and outs of what went down, and he joins us now. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh,
We're good.
And I just want to kick it off by saying, did she or didn't she? Stacey, what's the deal? Did she cheat on Michael?
It wasn't cheating, I don't think. My opinion, it wasn't cheating, whatever went down. I can say, Mikey, if you jump on his socials this morning, he's done a polygraph test in which he scored pretty well and accurately. I can only comment on, you know, what you saw unfold last night, which was, you know, we were all having a drink in the room. There were some clothes dropped to me. There was a door slam the next morning. There was the next door room from us. Look, nothing against Stacey as a person. She's a top chick. And I can understand that she's, you know, protecting a reputation or integrity of some sorts. But yeah, I know what I know, I guess. And Mikey's my mate. He didn't want it to come out. But the rumour mill started before he got a chance to speak. So he just came to the dinner party to clear the air.
It did, Ivan, and you're our favourite on the show, Byron and mine. We love you.
Oh, you've
we
been
love
brilliant.
On the show. Now, you say a bag of clothes got dropped off to your room. Now, that means Mikey would have either had to take a change of clothes to your little drink and your Monopoly playing, or he left the room nude. How is there a bag of clothes?
I think he just gaffed it in the morning in his undies, to be honest, because like where the apartment complex we're staying in, all the contestants or cast or whatever you want to call us were on the same floor, so it was sort of like just opposite rooms from each other, sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it wasn't
I understand that.
Sneak away early hours in the morning. Everyone's in bed. He's just ducked into his own apartment.
He's not grabbing an Uber, Fev. Like he's only got to go down a corridor.
Yeah,
I think.
No, but he's got to put his clothes on. And why was it dropped off a week later? I don't understand that.
I just think they were lingering around. There was just no urgency, really. As I said, like until the cat got let out of the bag. I mean, Stacey, Mikey, myself, we're all comfortable, and you know, with what had gone on, for it not to come out. But then things changed drastically once the girls found out about it and got wind of it. Natasha, Haley, etc. They were going to bring it up with some aggression either way. So Mikey, that was his time to, I guess, fess up and tell the truth and be honest, which is what you saw him do last night.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to Sunday because it's a he said, she said sort of thing. Same as the Michael and Haley saga.
Yeah.
But you are friends with Mikey. Now, I've heard that Mikey had got threatened by Stacey's ex-husband.
Ooh.
And put into like a little bit of a care, like hidden away. Is that right?
Definitely not by Stacey's ex-husband. There was something there. I don't want to speak out of turn there because, you know, there was a somewhat form of an investigation involved. And, I think it was in our Daily Telly in Sydney.
The police put him in isolation, didn't they? Is that right?
Yeah, look, I don't want to speak about anything involving, you know, police investigation. It's not really my place.
Smart of him. Yeah, it's the right call.
Yeah, there was something that went on there.
And by the way, Fev, everyone's in isolation, so I don't know if that's really a punishment.
No, because I'll tell you what happened.
This is a while ago.
There was a while ago, some bad people from Adelaide, but we won't go into that because
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was bad people necessarily. I think it might have just been some internet warriors. But
Ivan, let's talk about you and your bride. You did leave with each other. And you didn't get on the couch. You bailed, which I loved. Now, I think you two were together.
Yeah, look, I mean, as I'm saying to everyone, I like to live in TV time. We all know it was filmed, you know, there's a bit of a delay. But mine and Alex's story is a really beautiful one and one that I'm really proud of. And so for that fact, mate, we last night you saw us come back, you know, as a pretty strong unit and, you know, working through things day at a time.
That's really surprising and good. Like,
no, Boxy, Ivan stayed true to her the whole way through and they had a great relationship. And I think they're perfect. And if something's going to come out of this show, there's a lot of saga and hatred and people going off at each other. But two lovebirds falling in love together is brilliant.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Look, again, like I said, I'm in TV time, so I'm paying the respect to our relationship. You know, we've got a really good thing, myself and Alex. There is a little bit of internet chatter and negativity going around amongst some of the social media platforms and spoilers and aggression and things like that. Mm. I just want to steer clear of it. And like I said, pay my respects to the relationship as it pans out.
Just one more, Ivan, because I know you and Michael had a bit of a love-hate relationship and it turned towards, you know, the darker side towards the end. Did you get a bit of satisfaction watching him sit there? And I think a cat got his tongue. He did not say a word last night because he got cheated on.
Yeah, look, Michael's a shit stirrer. I've had a beer with him since. You know, we had a little altercation that got a lot more heated than what you saw on Boys Night. I got edited to look like the pussy in that scenario, but I actually think I came out on top on the night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. But since then, we've had a drink together. I feel sorry for him because he was head over heels for her. You know, some people are comfortable talking about certain things, and he was just a straight shooter. He doesn't, you know, beat around the bush. There was, you know, some misconstrued information that he sort of comes out with and accuses before he knows the whole story. But all in all, I think...
Mate, he's kicking goals now. He's dating Casey. He's going well.
Well, I don't want to confirm or deny that.
There he goes.
He confirmed it. It's fine. All right. Before he spoke to him.
I did catch up with him recently.
Did you now? And Casey was probably there as well. Anyway, Ivan, what a legend.
Well done, Ivan.
Always been great for our show. We appreciate it, mate. I know in those early episodes you seemed to need to go to the bathroom a lot. I hope that bladder issue is also cleared up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I don't think he was doing a wee, Byron.
14 to 9. Hey, coming up, what's it like to live in this apparently, Fief, shocking conditions of a 5-star hotel? This has been a bit of a news story, hasn't it?
Well, it does seem that we know everybody who's coming back from overseas at the moment, they're being put in hotels and 5-star hotels, and that's taxpayers' money. We're paying for these hotels for people to be in. Mm. But it seems like a lot of them, and again, we can only talk about the ones that have been picked up by the press, are really complaining and saying it's like they're being treated like animals.
Wow.
So now, we are going to cover this
off. This is my dream. I'd love to be locked in a hotel.
Especially Crown.
Oh, well, I know. These are very expensive hotels and we're paying the bills.
Yeah, very good point, Fief. We are going to speak to Troy, who we've spoken to before. Just on the first day that he ended up in an expensive hotel in quarantine, he'd come in from Canada. A couple of days on, we want to ask him whether it's as bad as some of these people are saying, being locked up in a 5-star hotel. That is coming up.